I view my life as positive. It's Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California. I view my life as positive. That's a possibility that we all have. We all have the opportunity to view our life as positive if we choose. We can view it any way we like. No one really cares how we view our life except ourselves. Now, how do you want to view your life? Do you want to view your life as positive? Do you want to view your life as something extraordinary, something outstanding, something just amazingly beautiful and good? Do you want to view your life as, oh, a most amazing experience? Well, if you do, you have the opportunity to start doing it right now. I have the opportunity to start doing it right now. This is something tremendously important for me, to always speak in the first person present tense positive, to always speak from my point of view, to always speak from where I stand on any situation in life, and what I want out of life. I say, in a very positive way, that it is already done. I view my life as positive. I view my life as already complete. I view my life as already revealed. I view my life as the fulfillment of every great and joyous and wonderful experience that I could ever have. That's the way I view my life. Now, is my life going to allow me to go around with that attitude? Is my life going to allow me to go around being positive all the time? Is my life going to allow me to go around expressing the divine in me as a wonderful, joyful, positive attitude and have it be a reality? That's a good question. I view my life as positive, and many people say, ha, 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 you should be so lucky. Well, I am. I am. I surround myself with my ideal body. That's a good place to start. It's a good place to start. I view my life as positive. So I start with my body. That's a very definite and a very active thing for me to do right inside myself. I start my life as positive. How do I start my thinking about myself with my body as positive? Well, everywhere I go, I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And I go to breakfast in the morning. I live in the Hermitage. And the Hermitage is, maybe a quarter, half mile from the monastery where I have breakfast. And I go up this very steep path to the monastery, where the monastery is on a higher level than the Hermitage. The Hermitage is down in a little valley here. And I walk my pathway, and I walk with my dog, and as I walk along, Rex has his head so erect, he's my golden retriever, and he just looks like a royal sun. Boy, does he look great. His head is held up high. He has his nose around. He is smelling his world. He is aware of his world. He is the king of his world. Oh, yeah. Good reminder to me. So, I put up my chest, up with the chin, back with my shoulders, tummy in, and I say, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. 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 I'm vital. I say that and say that and say that. And the more that I say it, the more I feel vital, dynamic, alive. I have no thought about where my shoulders are. They're back. My chest is out. My chin is up. I feel great. I feel vital, dynamic, alive. I walk up and down these hills, I walk up and down these mountains, I walk up and down these meditation paths, and it's wonderful. Yes, it's wonderful. I have members of the campus staff here who are younger, much younger than I am, often even half my age. And they have to take the golf carts. They take the golf carts to go to and fro from where they are. Oh, they've got so much to do. They're in such a rush. They're in such a hurry. And they take the pickup truck, and they take the vehicles that we have, and they drive around with them. No, there's nothing wrong with that. Except they're denying their body the opportunity to have a meditation walk from wherever they're going to wherever they're going, saying all along the way, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yes, Herb, that sounds silly. That sounds stupid. That sounds dumb. Oh, dumb like a fox. Mm-hmm. Yes. Every time I say I like me, my body tingles. And my body says, yes, Herb, you're right. You got a nice body. Every time I say, I like me, my body says, ah, I'm living in paradise, I'm living in heaven. Every time I say, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, my body says, you're right, Herb, you are 25. Yep, you are. And I am. And I'm vital, dynamic, alive. Yes. I started out with my body. I view my life as positive. I view my world as positive. I view my experiences as positive. Every time I turn around, I am being positive. Oh, yes. I look at the world outside, and I see the sun shining, and I say, what a lovely day. I see the rain falling, I say, what a lovely day. I see the clouds in the sky, and it's almost dark. I say, what a lovely day. And I see the plants growing up to the soil, and I say, what lovely plants. Oh, you're so beautiful. I love you, I love you, I love you. And sometimes my plants struggle, and they're not making it too well, and so I replace them with plants that are healthy and vital and dynamic. I do not surround myself with plants that don't want to grow, but they're your plants, Herb, and you got to tell them to grow. I don't got to tell them nothing. I only accept in my world plants that want to grow, and if a plant doesn't want to grow in my world, out she goes, and in goes the plant that wants to grow. I surround myself with people who want to be positive. I surround myself with people who want to grow, people who want to live in a dynamic, beautiful, positive life. But Herb, you can't do that. Oh, yes, I can. Oh, yes, I can. I tell everybody, you want to come to the monastery? Well, don't come here thinking you're going to run away from problems, because when you come here to the monastery, the first thing you're going to do is to start facing yourself and saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. And even if you got a problem, you're going to say, I like me. And then as you keep saying, I like me, your problem goes away. And if your problem doesn't go away, you go away. But I don't want anybody on this campus who is not positive and dynamic and alive, who is not saying to themselves, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And that's your privilege. If you're going to say, I don't like me, if you're going to say, I got problems, if you're going to say, I'm sad, if you're going to say, I'm mad, if you're going to say, I got the oh dear me, then out of my world, out of my world. I don't know anything about you. I view my life as positive, and I create everyone in my world as positive. And if you don't want to be positive, you aren't in my world. Really, you aren't. If you are a plant and you don't want to grow properly, you're out of my world. I give you all of my love, I give you all of my attention, but if you want to feel sorry for yourself, if you want to in any way say that you don't want to be happy and be joyous and be wonderful and be fantastic, that's your privilege. That's your privilege. And if you want that privilege, then you take it and you take it somewhere else. If you want the privilege of being happy and joyous and fantastic, then stick around me, because that's what I want too. That's what I live, and that's what I am, and that's the direction everything goes in my life. All of my life, I view my life as positive. So, when I have a task to do, I sit at my desk, and I have a letter, and the letter tells me of someone's problem. Well, I read the letter until I come to a solution. Oh, there, that's what they really want. They really want that solution. They don't want that problem. They want the solution. Ha-ha! And so I say, okay. I once said my wife wrote a letter about some sadness. And then at the end of the letter, she says, and I got a new pair of shoes, and they're so wonderful, they're so fantastic. So I wrote back, and I said, sweetheart, oh, I'm so happy you got those new shoes, and they're so wonderful, they're so fantastic. You are such a wonderful person. You got everything going for you. Everything in your life is so fantastic, so great. And she wrote back again. She says, yes, my new shoes are nice, and I really am enjoying them. And she says, you know, and I just picked up a book I really enjoyed from the library. And you see, I wouldn't allow in my world any of the negative comments or the negative directions that life could go, but I only allow in my world the positive directions that I choose to have my life and all in my world go. Now, I view my life as positive. And I view my life as positive because I choose to have that be the only modus operandi, the only direction, the only control, the only motivating factor in my world. Now, we have a lot of motivational speakers, we have a lot of motivational thinkers who give you these positive statements and they give you these positive attitudes. And they're all very good. They're all very beautiful. But they're all motivated on physical things. They help you be a success in business. They help you be a success with your people who you're working with on your job. They help you to do all these things. But the big thing that motivational speakers oftentimes overlook is that while, yes, you're going to change the world in which you live, first, you're going to change yourself. First, you're going to change your own attitude to one of, I am a success. I am a wonderful person. I am doing everything good, great, beautiful, fantastic. I am fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Yes, that's right. If you're going to be a truly motivated being, you have to first motivate yourself. First, you have to look at yourself. Now, while all the other stuff is very good, all the other stuff is well and good, first we do ourselves. First we do it. Now, it's not enough to have positive statements. It's a matter of seeing those positive statements at work in everything you do. I see everyone in my world as beautiful and good. In the morning, we gather together at the monastery, and we speak our word. We say, Om, 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 Om. And what that means is, the divine in me is on fire. Om, 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 Om. The divine in me is glowing. The divine in me is showing. The divine in me is knowing. The divine in me is all. Ho, ho, ho. Yes, yes, yes. And as we say that, we are all sparkled and sparkled and sparkled. And we think healing thoughts for ourselves. We think wholeness thoughts for ourselves. Not healing from something to something, but the wholeness thoughts. And then we make a lovely statement. I like me, 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 I like me. Oh, we have to have a number, so we put 7 on it. 7 times we say, I like me. And everyone in the group is just all fired up with I like me. And then we kiss each other on the lips, and we give each other a great big hug. That's kind of a nice time, you know. And as we do that, we say, I love you. I love you. I love you. And, oh, we feel so good. We go to our breakfast, and we say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And then we start eating. And, oh, we are so filled with love ourselves. And the food is so filled with love. We just are like bubbles. And we sit around the table enjoying each other's company, thinking happy, happy, happy thoughts, being happy, happy, happy beings. And I view my life as positive. Oh my goodness, do I view my life as positive. And it is positive. It is joyful. It is fulfilling. It is rewarding. It is all that matters. Yes, I view my life as positive. Now, can you? Can you? Can you view your life as positive? Can you see your life as rewarding? Can you see your life as something utterly fantastic? Well, I believe you can. I believe you can, and I believe you do, because that's what I do. And you know, I have a problem, if you might want to call it that. And my problem is that wherever I look, I see what I am. Wherever I look, I see me. In every person on the face of the earth whom I observe, it's me. It's me. It's me shining back. And if I am happy, it's me shining back happiness. If I feel rich, it's me shining back richness. If I feel glorious, it's me shining back gloriousness. If I am dancing, it's me shining back dancing. If I'm singing, it's me shining back singing. If I am talking and sharing beautiful ideas, it's me shining back beautiful and sharing ideas. Whatever my world is, it's a reflection of me shining back what I am. And so it is that I choose to be very, very diligent. I choose to be very dedicated, very disciplined, very determined, very aware of every thought I think. And I make sure that as I think any thought, my world is going to be shining back that thought that I'm thinking. I make sure that every thought I think is a glorious, uplifting thought. It's a thought that reveals to me who I am. I do not have the privilege of thinking a thought that I don't want. I cannot allow in my thought system, in my thinking system, one thought that is contrary to what I really want to experience in my life. If I want to be wealthy, I think wealthy thoughts all the time. And then I don't want to be wealthy, I am wealthy. If I want to be healthy, I think healthy thoughts all of the time. I don't want to be healthy, I am healthy. If I want to live a world filled with lovely people, I am a lovely person, and I am surrounded by lovely people. All of my world is a reflection of who and what I am. If anywhere in my world is any little scab or any little difficulty or any little circumstance that is not what my nature would have me be, it's somewhere in my thought system I have allowed that to be, to fester, to grow, to be. And I can just as easily ignore it and turn my attention toward the positive, and the atrophy of not having any attention will make that thought, which was not my happy, harmonious thought, disappear and dry up and blow away, and only my good, positive, loving thoughts will be there to stay. This is who I am. This is what I am. This is where I am. This is why I am. I take many journeys around the world. I fly with airplanes, and I fly without airplanes, and I travel hither and yon, and I am in people's homes, and I am in people's lives, and I am everywhere. And they say, "Oh, Herb, I got a problem." And I say, "Well, I don't know that I can be of any help to you. I can only work on solutions. I don't know what to do with problems I have, and I don't have problems in my life. I don't know what problems are. I only know solutions." "Well, Herb, you got to know. I got to tell you all the details." I say, "Well, you tell me all the details, and you're going to be talking to a stone wall, because I won't hear any details of problems. I only hear details of solutions. Because I am so solution-oriented, I am so solution-minded, I am so solution-aware that no matter what a person brings up in my attention, no matter what a person brings up in my life, no matter what a person says, I see it from the solution point of view." "Oh, Herb, how could you do that? How can you do that?" Well, because I've trained myself. I've trained myself to be unconditionally loving. I've trained myself to be thoughtful. I've trained myself to see good wherever I am, in whomever I look, and at whatever I look. I see all good and very good, all good and very good, all good and very good, all good and very good. Herb, Herb, okay, okay. I like me, I like me, I like me. I say that, and my body tingles. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I say that, and I'm fantastic. I make these choices for myself. I make these choices for myself. It may be contrary to an outer appearance, but I make that choice to myself because that is the appearance that I choose to have. I choose to have a successful appearance for all activities that go on in my world. I don't care what is going on in the world. In my world, it's a successful activity. If I see something that appears to be an accident about to take place or taking place, I surround it with my pure white light of love, and I only see it all in divine order. All in divine order! And I am so definite and so positive about it that there is no possibility of a negative aspect to it. You say, well, yes, no aspect of it at all. And I will not allow anyone in my world to have a negative aspect to any condition that goes on in the world. You say, well, what about war? There now is peace on earth, and it began with me because I can only see peace. I see peace everywhere. I see people in harmony everywhere. I see all nations of the world working harmoniously together, enjoying each other's company. I see all the nations in the world economically and beneficially serving one another and blessing, having produce and buyers for their products, and they have all the good things that they could want in life. Everything. They're just surrounded by it. They have a treasure house of abundance that is unbelievable. It's never-ending. And it is theirs. There is peace on earth, and it began with me. It's in my heart, in my soul, in my being, in my life, in my world. And that's what it is. You see, I view my life as positive. I view my world as positive. I view all the experiences that go on in my world as positive. And so, when I look at something that some person might call negative, and I see it positive, they say, how can you see that positive? That. I say, I see that positive because I see exactly what's going on. I see harmony taking place there. I see unconditional love taking place there. I see a mother who looks at her child doing something negative. And the mother thinks, oh my God, that child, what will the neighbors think of us if they see our child acting in such a negative way? Well, as long as the mother dwells upon that, the mother empowers them. Now, the mother looks at her child and sees the child doing something that might be considered negative, and she says to herself, I am the pure white light of love. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. Everything in my world, everything in my circumstances is a pure white light of love. My child is a reflection of me. My child is a reflection of me. My child is a reflection of me. Get that very positive. My child is a reflection of me. And then she looks at the child, and the child, who just a moment before seemingly was doing something contrary, is now a reflection of the mother's positive thought about herself, the mother's positive thought about her life, the mother's positive thought about the values and things that are important to them, important to the family, important to the world. And lo and behold, the child is doing the very positive thing the mother holds dear. For the mother sees the child doing the positive thing. The mother sees the child as a pure reflection of her values, of what she holds dear to herself. And the child is that reflection of what she holds dear to herself. Just as simple as that. Oh my, yes. I view the world, I view my life as positive. I view all as positive. We have the privilege of living in a world in which are people that we have created. Now, sometimes we say of our creation, they can do what they want to do, they're free to be themselves, they're free agents. No, they're not. There's not one being on the face of this earth, not one being in the universe, not one being in our consciousness who is free to do what they want to do. They are only free to do what we want them to do. Oh my goodness, Herb, you sure are something else again. You sure are. Yes, that's true. You sure are something else again. And what is this that you are? What is this that you are doing? Are you looking at the world and seeing it according to your best or according to your growing experience? Are you seeing the world out picturing the divine in you, the divine that you are? Or are you seeing the world out picturing any limitation that you might have for yourself? Now, the mother can look at her child and see the child as being recalcitrant, as being unkind, improper, wrong in some way. Or the mother can look at the child and say, that's my child. My child is always telling the truth. My child is always honest. My child is always wonderful. My child is always fantastic. My child is glorious. That's my child. Yes, that's my child. And so the child is. You, as you hold in your mind, in your thought, in your attitude, in your world, thoughts always that are beautiful and good and uplifting and true, as you hold these in your life, then they are you. They are who you are and what you are and why you are and where you are. These thoughts represent you and represent you in all that you are. Now, are you always expressing yourself in a positive, loving way? I view my life as positive. Am I always expressing myself in a positive, loving way? Well, if I am, my world reflects that. If I am always expressing myself in a loving, positive way, my world is a loving, positive world. There is no war, there is no conflict, there is no illness, there is no problem in the universe at all. But Herb, that's not really facing facts. That's true. I can have the fact be war or the fact be peace. What fact do I want? Where am I placing my attention? Where am I giving my ambassadorship to, my ability to be a diplomat, my ability to go out and speak in the world and bring forth peace and joy and harmony where there might appear to be something otherwise? The masters throughout all the ages have taught this. Where there is unhappiness, bring joy. Where there is sadness, bring peace. Where there is lack, bring abundance. This is what all great philosophers and teachers. How in the world can you bring peace where there's not peace? How can you bring health where there's not health? How can you do that? Well, just like the mother. The mother surrounded her child with her pure white light of love and said, you are a beautiful child and you're always acting harmonious with every thing that you're highest and best. You're being your highest and best. You're being your highest and best. When we call forth our highest and best in the world around us, the world is our reflection, shining back to us our highest and best. And if the world is shining back something little less than our highest and best, well, maybe that's what our highest and best is at the moment. And it's just a matter of our changing our attitude of our highest and our best to be what our highest and our best really is. What is our highest and our best? What is our highest and our best going to be? How is that going to be fulfilled in our life and in our world? How is our highest and best going to be revealed in every beautiful way in our life? It's up to us. It's up to us. We are the ones who are making that decision. I am the one. I view my life as positive. And as long as I view my life as positive, it is positive. As long as I view my creation as positive, each is positive. As long as I view my world, the world where nations work together harmoniously, as harmonious nations, so it is. As long as I view all of the conditions in the world as harmonious, so they are. Nobody wants to be hurt. Nobody wants to be ill. Nobody wants to suffer limitation of any kind. Nobody wants that. If we create that existing in our world, it's because we have not chosen to recognize that that is not the truth. That is an illusion. Now, goodness is an illusion too. Beneficial things are an illusion too. They come and go. And illness, unhappiness, those things are illusions too. So we have the perfect opportunity to have any illusion we want. And the illusion that we want is the one we experience right now. Well, we say, what about in the absolute, there is no illusion, and the thing is, there is no right and wrong? Hey, we're living in the relative right now. We're living in the relative. Here at the University of Philosophy, we're preparing ourselves to move from the relative to understanding the relative absolute, and then in awareness of absolute. Now, that's pretty heavy-duty stuff. That's pretty heavy-duty. But it is not beyond your capacity or my capacity to understand and to experience. But we take it step by step. And the step that we're taking right now is a step of realizing that I view my life as positive. And as I view my life as positive, I view every experience in my life as positive. I view every activity in my life as positive. I view every thought in my life as positive. I view every person in my life as positive. And as positive to me means beneficial. Everything is for its highest and best, and is beneficial. Now, for me to experience this means that my thought can only dwell on the highest and best. My thought can only dwell on beneficial things. And as my thought dwells on beneficial things are what I experience. As my thoughts dwell upon things that are uplifting, things that are revealing, things that are exciting for me, then that is what I experience. They're just as simple, just as wonderful, just as grand and glorious as that. Now, this is my choice. This is my choice, and this is my decision for myself. I choose to keep my thoughts at all times beneficial. Now, when I say the Om, it's from a Hindu training, but it's a glorious thing that has good vibrations to it. And all of the monks at the monastery and in the various seminars that I give, when we have our Om, we say Om, and we do it according to a tone, we do it according to a sound, and that sound resonates in our heart and our soul as a good sound. Om, 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 Om. Now, it can be any sound. It can be a higher or lower or a different tone, but three definite tones with a higher tone above it. And as we say that, then we know it. We think of ourselves, I am the ideal. I am the ideal. I am the ideal. I am spirit, body, and soul. I am the ideal. I am the ideal. And then we say, I like me. And I surround myself with my pure white light of love. I am the pure white light of love. I am the pure white light of love. And I like me. I like me. I like me. I confer this edict upon myself, this verdict upon myself, this statement, this condition, this conviction upon myself. I like me, I like me, I like me. And as I say that, I vibrate with peace and love. Everywhere I look, I see the harmony of my vibrations, the uplifting vibrations which are so powerful. A vibration can break a glass, which are so powerful that a vibration can move through the tonal fields and lift us from one level of consciousness to another and move us into the dynamics of our magical being, into the dynamics of our oneness with all the universe. We are indeed one as all the universe as we harmonize in our heart, mind, and soul. Yes. It's a glorious and a wonderful and a fantastic experience for us to feel and know who and what we are. We have that privilege, we have that honor, we have that joy to walk the pathway and say, I view my life as positive. We look around us and we see the world that we have created, and truly we have created. It's our reflection. And we see from time to time things that we want to change. Not necessarily from bad to good or from good to better, but just change. Just because yesterday we thought it was fun to go to the beach, so we wore our beach togs and went to the beach. Well, today we're going to the city and we're going to go shopping in the stores, and for us to wear our beach togs at the store would be out of order. Would be out of order. And just like you can go to the beach and you can go barefoot and you can go in your swim trunks and you go into a store and it says no shirt, no shoes, no service, you know. They have little regulations, little requirements. Now, are you wrong going to a store barefoot and shirtless? Well, yes and no. You can walk into that store, believe it or not. You can walk into that store that says no shoes, no shirt, no service, and nobody will even see you without your shoes or shirt on. My son used to travel with me, and we would go on different vehicles that required you to have your shoes on, and we would go on to the airplane and they required you to have your shoes on, and he would go through the line and go into the airplane and he'd have no shoes on, and they wouldn't see him at all. They would not see his feet. We had another fellow, John Dainty. He was getting on different vehicles and he was going barefoot. He just loved to be barefoot. He was just a bare boy whenever he could, and people did not see it. Now, when we, who were with him, saw it and made comment on it, the trouble started. But if we had not made comment on it, if we had not mentally seen it, which was none of our business anyhow, nothing would have happened to him. He would not have been called to task for no shoes. You see, we live in a world where we sort of create the imagery that we have. We can walk around life totally invisible. Nobody even sees us. Nobody even knows. We can have the most garish clothing that you can imagine, and no one even notices it. We can even be voiceless or songless or whatever, and nobody even notices it. But the minute we notice it, then for us it is a reality. And this is how it goes with our life. I see my life as positive. If I see my life in any way as negative, it is negative for me. Now, whether it is negative in fact is another thing. We can go on that airplane and we can be barefoot and no one even notices us. Now, is it negative? Is that person going to step on something that might cut their foot? Is that person going to do something that might be a damage to their feet or to the airplane because of their bare feet? Are they going to bring in diseased feet, or are they going to do... Well, you see, whatever our thoughts are, whatever our imagery is that we have in our consciousness, this is the experience that we're going to have. Now, we can be invisible. We can be fulfilled. We can be revealed. We can be all that is good and live in a world of people who have certain principles and certain directions that they feel are important. and we can be right with them. Now, as long as we don't feel we are violating their directions, we are not. But the minute we say, huh, I don't have to wear shoes just because it says I got to wear shoes, then you're in trouble. Because then you have acknowledged that you have to wear shoes. You have acknowledged that their rule is a rule by which you are supposed to abide. Their rule is a rule by which you must cooperate or you will not receive the service you want. Now, we live in a world, if we say to ourselves, I am beautiful, I am wonderful, I am fantastic, and we just go through our life invisible. They tell the story about this lady who was living in a nudist camp. And in the nudist camp, she went everywhere when naked, and she got in her car, and she drove her car to a local filling station to put gas in it. And it was a serve-yourself. And she got out of her car and put gas in her car, and one of her neighbors was also at the filling station, and he came over to her and he said, Miss Betty, you forgot to get dressed. And she said, ah! And at that moment, she noticed she was not dressed. Up to that moment, she didn't notice she was not dressed. And nobody else noticed she was not dressed, only the man who himself was subject to the rules of wearing clothing outside of the nudist camp. And so she was aware, and she got back in her car and put on her gown or something and finished what she was doing. But, you see, it's brought to her attention. And isn't it interesting? It's brought to her attention by someone who should himself not have even been aware of it, because he, too, was living in that type of an environment. But whenever we feel we're violating rules, anybody's rules, whenever we feel that we're going against the procedure or going against whatever is the approved modus operandi, then we are subject to those rules. The day will come when you will levitate, because you will be one as gravity, one as non-gravity. The day will come when you will do this, and not too distant future, because the day is here now when you are able to name something contrary to the appearance and have it be that. You can name cool wet moss, and it is actually red hot coals, and for you to walk across the cool wet moss is nothing. But the moment you think that cool wet moss is the red hot coal that it is, then you burn yourself. But as you walk across this red-hot coal, which you have chosen to call cool wet moss, and you have mentally conditioned yourself to believe that it's cool wet moss, you walk across it. Now, the day will come when you choose to teleport yourself from here to there, and you won't need an airplane or a car or even your feet to take you there. You will be wherever you choose to be, because as you called the red-hot coals cool wet moss, so you can call the space between here and there, nothing. You can just say, I am wherever I choose to be. And wherever I choose to be, I am there now. And I am now there. But you don't do that. You say, okay, remember when your mother gave you cake for your birthday last week? You had a party at her house, and she gave you a birthday cake, and she made that cake so beautiful and so good, and it was your very favorite. And you sat down at the table, and she said, daughter, I am going to give you a glorious piece of cake. And you said, but Mom, it's so delicious. And so she cuts you a little extra large slice of cake. And then she goes to the refrigerator and brings out ice cream. And she brings out Neapolitan, which is your favorite because it's strawberry and everything else. And so she puts a big scoop of that on there. And then she brings the cream and she squirts that on there. Mom, what are you doing to me? And the mother says, sweetheart, there are absolutely no calories in this cream. There are no calories in the ice cream. There are no calories in the cake. When you eat it, you will just be delighting in eating it. You will be delighting in the taste thrill of it. And when you're through eating it, you will feel as though you had eaten nothing. And so the daughter, believing the mother, eats the cake, and oh, it is so good, and the ice cream and the cream on top of it, and she thinks, oh, this is so wonderful. And when she's finished, her mother says, well, sweetheart, would you like a cup of coffee? Well, yes, Mom, that'd be wonderful. So she takes a cup of coffee, and the cup of coffee immediately rinses down all the sweetness of the cake and the ice cream and the cream. And she sits there with her mom, and she says, you know, Mom, that was a very good piece of cake. In fact, how can you make cake so light like that? I don't feel full. I don't feel anything at all. How can you do that? And she says, well, sweetheart, it's a very special recipe. Oh, Mom, tell me what the recipe is. Well, sweetheart, the recipe is this. I told you that that cake had no calories, and that ice cream had no calories, and that cream had no calories, and that when you eat it, it'll be as though you had eaten nothing. It is just absolutely, you'll just feel as though you hadn't eaten anything. Now, how do you feel, sweetheart? Oh, Mom, to tell you the truth, I feel like I haven't eaten anything, like I could eat another big piece of cake. Well, sweetheart, you haven't eaten anything, because that was an illusion in your mind that you ate it. And your body is just going to pass it right on through and not give it any attention other than the attention you have given to it by claiming that it was nothing. That claiming that you ate nothing. And you enjoyed eating nothing. Oh, that was so good, eating that nothing. But once you had finished eating it, it was nothing. And so it returned to its nothingness. But, Mom, that's not the... Oh, how... Sweetheart, is that the truth? Did that happen? Yes. Well, are you aware of how people can walk on fire by calling it cool, wet moss?
Yeah.
Are you aware of all of the other things that can be done in that same manner if you choose?
Yes.
Are you aware of the fact that somebody might go to a party and they might have a very unhappy heart? And on the way to the party, this person they're going with says, oh, it's going to be so nice to be at the party with you. You're such a joyful person. Whenever you're at a party, you're the life of the party. You're sparkling, you're great, you're wonderful. Oh, I'm so happy. Let's get to that party. And by the time you get to that party, the person who is unhappy is the life of the party. They have changed their attitude, they've changed their mind, they've changed their thought, they've changed their beingness, and they are totally, wonderfully, fantastically, gloriously fulfilling every dream that anyone could ever have. I view my life as positive. Now, we each can do this. We can view our life as positive if such is our desire. But our life is only going to be as positive as we choose to have it. As positive as we want to have it. Now, do you want to have a positive world in which to live? Do you want to have a positive life in which to live? Do you want to have a positive experience in which to walk through the avenues of your world, of your existence? Do you want to always be the master of every experience that you have, of every direction that you go? Do you want to be surrounded by friends who delight and uplift you and uphold you? Do you want to live in abundance where whatever desire that comes to your heart or mind, you can fulfill it without one thought of abundance, because you are abundance? Do you want to live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body, so that your body, the temple of the living spirit, is fantastic and glorious and wonderful? Do you want to have your body be that? The scientists tell us that all space and time is here and now, and that when we live in the now, that's the only time there is. When we live in the now, that's the only space there is. And when we live in the now, then we are living rightly. Now, right now, I am whole and perfect. Right now, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Right now, I am fantastic. Every organ, action, function of my body is super califragilistic, expialidocious. Every cell of my body is vital, dynamic, alive, vital, dynamic, alive, vital, dynamic, alive. I feel like a magic man. I feel like a magic being. I feel like a magic word, a magic life, a magic world. I feel magic indeed. Yes. This is who I am. I view my life as positive, and it is positive. Yes, it's true. No matter what I do, no matter how I do it, no matter where I do it, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal world. I live in my ideal thought. I live in my ideal attitude about myself. I am ideal. I am super. I am wonderful. I am glorious. I am that I am. Yes. Now, I have the privilege of doing anything I like with my life and my world. And I choose to live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I choose to live in this body that is glorious and whole and perfect. I choose to live in this absolutely healthy body, this body which is absolutely whole and perfect. I choose that. I choose that every moment of my life. I choose wholeness. I choose purity. I choose goodness. That's what I choose. And I choose to live in a world. I choose to live in a world that's filled with glorious experiences, filled with happiness, filled with peace, filled with everyone doing everything that makes them wealthy and healthy and happy and fulfilled. I choose to live in this world that is so remarkable, that is so uplifting, that is so rewarding, that is so exciting. I choose to live in a world that is filled with magic, filled with power, because I invest that in my world. My thought, that's the power. My thought is the power that I invest in my world. And the thought I invest in my world is that my world is good and very good. That my world and its conditions are good. That everyone lives in abundance. Everyone lives in wholeness. Everyone lives in harmony. Everyone lives in joy and peace. Everyone lives the life of the divine right now. Everyone lives the absolute right now. Everyone lives in this aspect of goodness right now. Everyone everywhere expresses this that they are right now. Everyone expresses it completely, fully, wonderfully, dynamically, powerfully, joyfully. Everyone expresses it. And it is done for everyone. It is revealed for everyone. It is made known for everyone. It is all that matters for everyone. It is that which is. And right now, I view my life as positive, and my life is positive. I see every organ, action, and function of my body expressing the divine idea of it, the absolute idea of it, the fullest idea of it. I live in a relative world, but the relative world is the world of my relative creation, and my relative thought is good and very good. My relative thought is my original purity and integrity. My relative thought is, I like me. My relative thought is knowing who and what I am. My relative thought is the fulfillment of all that I am. My relative thought is, I like me. My relative thought is, I live in a beautiful world, surrounded by beautiful beings, enfolded by beautiful circumstances under all conditions. I like me. What a wonderful way to live. And this is the only way to live. This is the only way to demonstrate in my world who and what I am. It's the only way to reveal to all in my world who and what I am. It's the only reality that exists. As I proclaim this for myself, moment by moment, I reveal this moment by moment in every aspect of my life. And my world, my life, my very being is revealing all that I am. And I am good and very good. I am powerful and very powerful. I am the allness right now. There is only good in my world, and that's because I created that. There is only harmony in my world, and that's because I created that. There is only love in my world, and that's because with my unconditional love, I have created that. There is only wholeness in my world, and that's because my eyes see that which I am, and I am whole and perfect. I am beautiful. I am good. I am right action. I am life. I am love. I am peace. I am power. I am joy. I am wonder. I am me. I like me. I like me. I like me. And my dearly beloved, I like you. I like you. I like you. I love you. I love you. I love you.